This is Ted Kennedy. The summer of South Africa is starting in the Senate, and the question is where Bob Dole stands. In a moment, we'll face off. Bob, your silence is deafening on South Africa. The House of Representatives has passed a far-reaching bill calling for divestment by U.S. businesses from South Africa and an embargo on trade with that apartheid regime. Now it's time for the Senate to act. The administration is wrong on South Africa, Bob. They're using a thin smokescreen of rhetoric and a reshuffling of diplomats in a last-ditch effort to stave off action by Congress. The South African government sees inaction on sanctions as acceptance of apartheid. To Bishop Desmond Tutu and moderate anti-apartheid leaders in South Africa, sanctions are the only hope to end the bloodshed and bring the government of South Africa to its senses. You have a good civil rights record, Bob. Don't spoil it now by siding with racists in South Africa.
Ted, don't be absurd. We're all fighting to end racism, here and overseas. But I'm not going to stand by and let you turn that terrible tragedy in South Africa into a political partisan issue. And I'm not going to let you drive American influence out of South Africa either, leaving blacks not only deprived of their rights, as they are now, but also deprived of their jobs. Opening up jobs is a real key for ending apartheid by nonviolent means. Racism is running rampant in South Africa, and will take the full cooperation of Congress and the White House to put an end to it. If you haven't figured it out by now, South African blacks couldn't care less about American party politics. They want our help. So, Ted, why all the bitter remarks? How about joining the rest of us on the high road for a change? This is Senator Bob Dole. Ted's a stranger in a strange land when it comes to tax reform. Tune in tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System.